A Hampton Roads family is watching a search and rescue clock in the Arabian Sea right now. A Navy MH-60S Seahawk from the Norfolk homeported USS George H.W. Bush ditched Wednesday with four crew aboard. Three were pulled out in stable condition. One sailor is still missing, and the search is ongoing with no timeline. On the legal front, the assault weapons sales ban is in a strange place. On the books, blocked by two Virginia judges, and now the subject of a federal Justice Department lawsuit pairing Virginia with California. Which gun rules apply may depend on your county until the Attorney General can win a stay, or the Supreme Court of Virginia gets pulled in on an emergency clock. The $205 billion budget is now signed law, carrying $2 billion in new education funding, a standard deduction increase of $550 for single filers and $1,100 for joint filers, and the first statewide energy consumption tax on data centers in the country. Separately, over 100,000 misdemeanor records began sealing automatically July 1 under the Clean Slate law, and public schools must now ban student cell phones from first bell to dismissal. In Charlottesville, the Jefferson Madison Regional Library dropped most overdue fines, starting July 1, lower barriers to access, with charges kept only for lost or damaged items. In Roanoke, cooling centers are open through the holiday at Belmont Presbyterian Church, the Hope Center, and all six Roanoke Public Library branches as temperatures push toward triple digits. In Northern Virginia, volunteers with web design skills can support a nature-focused safe haven through a local Just Serve opportunity, details at the site. For the full briefing plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.